About a year ago, had an experience. There's a couple of people I told about it, and I'd had this on my mind for a long time. Different things kept coming up and stuff like that, and didn't ever get to it. But I'd like to share an experience that we had. Last summer, my wife and I decided to go to the beach. So we left food and water and so forth for our cats and drove to Carolina Beach for a one-night trip. Just past Carolina Beach, you come to Cure Beach, and there's a motel on Cure Beach on the beach side. Got a room on the first floor that opened to the beach as well as the street side. Parking lot, the motel was on the beach side. We could park right in front of our room. There was a swimming pool also on the beach side, and there was a shelter on the beach where you could relax in the shade with a nice breeze blowing. So after riding around for a while, looking at some of the sights, like the old wall and so forth, and catching some lunch, we went back to the motel. The weather was very hot, so we went to the shelter, stretched out in the shelter to relax. The swimming pool had approximately a dozen or more people in the pool and sitting around the pool, mostly people from, I'd say, high school age to people, maybe their 40s or so, but all young, active people. And there was also a woman on the shelter where we were at. It was probably about 35 years old, and where we were sitting. On the ocean side of the parking lot, there was a ramp leaving the parking lot to go to the sand. The ramp went over an incline that went over the weeds and briars and so forth. So you had a little bit of a hill to climb to get to the sand. After a while, we saw a young man in a wheelchair coming across the parking lot, headed for the ramp. This young man, nice-looking little young man, probably in his middle or late 20s, dressed in shorts but no shirt, nice haircut, good build, no tattoos, no piercings. His upper body and arms looked to be in good shape, muscular and so forth, healthy-looking body. When he got to the ramp, to climb the ramp with that wheelchair, he tried to get up the ramp several times and couldn't make it up the ramp with his wheelchair. So he turned his wheelchair around backwards to try to go up the ramp. When he did that, the wheelchair flipped over forward and rode him in a complete somerset. Now, if he had made it up the ramp, his wheelchair would have stuck in the sand. I didn't remember standing up. I didn't remember leaving the shelter to go to where the young man was. When I got there, he was bleeding from several places. And I looked around, and probably 25 or 30 feet from the swimming pool, expecting to see a crowd come running from the swimming pool. Guess what? Nobody came. This young man weighed approximately 150, 160 pounds of dead weight. I found out his legs were paralyzed and limp as spaghetti. Here I am, 81 years old, not near as strong as I had been in my youth, just barely making it myself. I got him turned around to a sitting position, set the brake on his wheelchair, propped my arm on the wheelchair, and put as much of my body on the chair as I could, with him pulling on my arm and me pulling on him too. Got him back in his chair. That was not easy. I knew that they had a first aid kit in the office and mentioned it to him, but he said that there was a nurse in the room. Now, I don't know if this young man had got hurt in service or got hurt in a wreck or some kind of accident. I don't know anything about his past, but there was a nurse there, so I think it was probably some people that were crippled on a trip and had a nurse to look after them. Before he left, I told him that he might want to be more careful with that chair. He said, yes, sir, he would, but he had been drinking. So I told him that might not be a good idea, do you think? He said, yes, sir, I know it. I'm not going to do that anymore. Now, what went through my mind was, if there had been any of my church family there, I probably would not have been able to get to the young man because they would have all beat me there. The term Good Samaritan is used to describe any act of love and kindness towards anyone. The people of Kipling United Church are, in my opinion, all Good Samaritans in so many ways. From helping out with storm damage, food bank, and the school supplies like they're doing now, with all kinds of ways. And then, too, the chief of our Samaritans, I think, is Melinda. There's no telling how many people knock on her door wanting gas to get somewhere, wanting food, wanting help, and so forth, and she doesn't turn people away. I know that our people have a desire to be good Samaritans and do more. We're limited by the number of people that we have in our attendance. So it's not near what it was when I first started here. The Lord has, some of our people have gone to be with the Lord in the last few years. Some have moved and so forth, and most of the time we have a lot of empty seats. You can see them in there now. Empty seats can hurt a church. The more people in church, the more the church is able to afford to do God's work, and the church can also do more for people's needs. There are people who need to know the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and they need to have their children in church. The best way I can think of that is to invite someone to church. There are very, very few times that anybody will show up in church, in a church that they don't know, unless they have been invited by a church member. I think if everyone in this church would invite one person per week, pray for that person. By planting that seed, we might start filling our empty pews. Our church needs the people need our church. I know that the Lord would be pleased with your work and would bless us all. Amen.